Josh, just curious, when you reviewed the game yesterday, what were you most encouraged about offensively, and maybe what were you most discouraged about?
I think there's a number of situational things that we talk about each week that are obviously critical to winning football games in the NFL. And, you know, the turnovers are certainly a big part of that. You know, I know we had a ball out, and an opportunity for one of their defenders to catch an interception, and it didn't happen. But thought we, you know, the fact that you can come out of a game that obviously was, you know, a tight game, a division game, you know, against a team that knows us pretty well, and, you know, we didn't have any turnovers offensively. We did a decent job on third down. We converted our few opportunities down there in the red zone, and we scored in the 2 minute to give ourselves an opportunity to win it in overtime. I thought those situational things that we talk about each week were positives for our team. We can do better, and we have to do better offensively in terms of our overall consistency. We didn't have a lot of negative plays. I think we had one negative run, and one sack, and a few penalties in there. We had some missed opportunities that, you know, whether we're close on them or not, it doesn't really matter until you make them. And we had some missed opportunities. We had some errors that we can correct and fix, and that we need to, so that we can continue to keep drives alive and be more productive during the entire course of the game. And I think that's a good thing for our team to see. And, you know, we did enough things situationally right to be there and to have an opportunity to win it in overtime. And at the same time, there's plenty of room for us to get better, and that's all of us coaches, players, and I think our guys will respond to that.
Josh, what's been the struggle? I mean, you guys have been so successful really pushing the pace with the hurry up and the no huddle. What's been the struggle in slowing it down toward the end of the game in the 4 minute situations?
But it's never really one thing. I think yesterday we had the offensive pass interference call there, I believe, on our first play when we got the ball back with, I don't know, maybe 5.5 minutes to go. And that put us in a situation, you know, anytime it's first and 20, those aren't easy situations to overcome against a defense that plays the way the Jets do, and I'd say most defenses. So, I think no matter what we choose to do, what mode we're in, whether we're, you know, using our up-tempo, whether we're huddling, whether we're trying to run the football, throw it, I think really what comes down to trying to make the best call we can and hopefully putting the players in the right situation to be successful and going out and executing, you know, in those pressure situations, which is really what it is. And, I thought we had a good 2 minute drive there in the fourth quarter to put it into overtime, and we have to be able to execute the fourth quarter regardless of the mode that we're in.
We saw Shane Vereen start in the backfield yesterday, had a couple of nice plays to get it going. When you're preparing for the first offensive series, how do you decide which running back to go with? I think we've seen you guys go with at least three different starters per se. Is it something that you evaluate the opponent? Is it the specific play or series of plays you're going to run? Maybe it's a guy who stood out in practice. What goes into that decision?
I think a lot of things could determine, you know, what the actual first play of the game actually is. I don't think we ever spend too much time talking about the very first play of the game. I think the guys know it's going to come from a certain grouping of things, but, you know, like all our rest of our skill positions, you know, there are one tight end sets that have Gronkowski, there are one tight end sets that have Hernandez, there are three tight end sets that have three of the four guys in there, and then we have some other ones, and the same is true for the backs. And I think that it just, you know, yesterday, the way we started the game, we kind of had a rotation based on the grouping that was on the field, and it just so happened we started the game in that grouping where Shane was in there. So, you know, there's any one of our backs could start the game. We have confidence in all of them. I believe even in Seattle, Aaron started in the backfield, you know, as the single back. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into that. Hopefully we're trying to make a good call to begin the game and have a positive play and get our first drive of the game going. And it could be field position. It could be, you know, did we start after a turnover on defense? Did we, you know, are we backed up? Did we have a kickoff return that gave us good field position? There's a lot of different things that could go into that. Whether we're going to go no huddle, whether we're not going to go no huddle, you know, there's a lot of what the defense is when you put the grouping out there could, you know, essentially be another factor. So, you know, Shane is one of those guys and did some productive things for us yesterday.
Josh, Brandon Ward was limited yesterday, 8 targets, 1 catch, 3 drops, one of which was pretty clear cut. The other two were a little more difficult. Why did he struggle so much? Have you seen him have games like that in the past?
I don't know. I mean, I think each game is different, but we gave him, you know, the chore of really having an opportunity to go down the field on some of those, you know, different play action type plays. And you're right, Tom, the, you know, a couple of those catches would have been great catches. And the funny thing is we always anticipate that he's going to do it because he has so many times previously. And, you know, and I think he will going forward. I think it was a matter of, you know, it was kind of one of those days where we were close on some deep throws. There were some missed opportunities there, and you know, I'm sure, you know, Brandon liked to make some of those plays, and we gotta work hard in practice. I think that's really where the timing and chemistry and those deep throws that obviously have a lower percentage chance of working. You really got to try to work hard in practice as much as you can in those couple of days you have each week to try to master some of those things and get them, you know, to improve as best we can. But I don't think that hasn't been a normal thing for Brandon to go like that and have one catch out of so many different targets. But it's not just him. We have there's some other things we can do better to help some of those plays and situations, and we have to do a good job of trying to make sure that everybody's targeted, you know, inside the numbers, outside the numbers, down the field, and try to put as much stress as we can, and definitely going to be a part of that.
Tough question. I want to try and articulate it right. Are you still trying to figure out what's the right lever to pull at the right time with this group? Young guys, there's new guys, there's Tom, you're coming back. Are you still trying to say, okay, this will work with this group on a more than 75% consistent basis? This is something that we're not having success with. Let's move away from that. Is that still, you're so diverse, is it hard to distill it down to these are the 3 or 4 things we do really well?
I think that you always try to evaluate, you know, what your team does well, and hopefully we're making as many good decisions about what to do with our players and our offense as we can all the time. I think that you also learn as you go through this portion of the season. You learn each week if you you know, as you go, you know, some of the things that, you know, there's always some things that you learn from each game. And I think that, you know, whether it be a new package that you kind of think may have a chance to be productive for you, or you know, less of something else and more of this. And I also think that there's so many factors that go into each week, Tom, that, you know, it's a different defense. So, like, the way we attack Seattle, it would have been hard to say that that's exactly the way to attack the Jets because they're so different in terms of the way they play and the schemes that they use and the player strengths that they have on defense. So I think that you try to take the, you know, the things that you do best that make sense to use against the team that you're playing and then try to do them as best you can that week. And I think there's always another factor that goes into it, which would be an in-game adjustment. Because I know that there's certain games we go into expecting to be pressured a lot and maybe we don't get blitzed. where there's a certain game where we go in expecting a lot of, you know, coverage and we get pressured a lot. And I think that, you know, in those situations, you may have to change what you anticipated would be a strength for your team as you go into it and try to do something else. But, you know, it's week 7 of the season, going into week 8. I think there's always things that you can learn about your team so that hopefully you're playing your best football, you know, as you head into the last, you know, half to last quarter of the season. You know, so hopefully you're really peaking at the right time. Hope I answered that.
Good. Thank you.
Josh, how much is the fact that Aaron and Rob Gronkowski aren't healthy, how much is that affecting maybe the efficiency of the offense at this point?
Well, every player that we, you know, that we're playing with, you know, we anticipate them and expect them to be able to you know, carry out their responsibilities on the plays that they're out there on. So, you know, there's no team in the National Football League at this point that's healthy anymore. You know, there's a lot of guys that deal and play with injuries and have a lot of respect and appreciation for every guy that does it. And, you know, we got to do a great job of executing whatever scheme or whatever assignment we're asked to do. And those two are two guys that have been, you know, have done a nice job of doing, trying to do their assignments and showing a lot of toughness and all the rest of it. And they're, I would say, two of many. And, you know, at this point, like I said, whether a guy's a little bit limited, whether he's out there all the time, whether he's not out there, you know, whatever it may be, if they're capable of playing in the game to a certain point, you know, maybe it's a limited number of snaps, maybe it's not, I think you got to put them out there and expect them to be able to do their assignments well.
One final question.
Josh, with the Patriots set to face the Rams, the team you coached with previously, what did you learn or what do you take most from your experience with the Rams?
Always, you know, it's always interesting to see how someone else, you know, and I say someone, I mean a lot of people in charge in every organization of different aspects of it. And, you know, it was I think it was a learning experience to see how other people view trying to run their organization and do it successfully. And, you know, Coach Spagnuolo and Billy Devaney and Kevin Demoff, and, they had a certain way to do things. It was different than what I had experienced before. And that was, you know, I'd say that's pretty much in every area. But I would say that that's probably common among most teams in the NFL, that it's very different. So, you know, whether it was the way they ran practice, how they carried out their walkthrough, you know, the structure of the day during the course of the season, how we did the draft, what we did in terms of our preparation for the off season, although we had the lockout last year. Just so many different ways to approach it and to try to be successful. And certainly the people that I worked for last year, they have had a history of being successful in a number of different organizations and have great deal of respect for the way that they worked. And, you know, it was a valuable experience for me to learn and see how other people do things and see how dramatically different it could be. Really different ways there are to try to be successful doing this thing, which is obviously a very hard thing to do in this league because it's so competitive. But a lot of good players there. This defense is going to present a lot of different challenges than we faced in certain weeks here. A little bit of a different style. Coach Fisher's a great coach. I didn't have a chance to obviously work for him there, but I've coached against him before. Does a great job with his team. Defense is aggressive. There's a lot of players on the defense that I'm familiar with, and we expect it to be a great challenge there in London.